Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Today we are continuing our inspiration week for the lead up to International Women's Day, which is happening tomorrow. And today we have a wonderful woman who has gone through quite the ordeal. Kelly Turner is joining us right now. Now, Kelly, your story is just insane. Can you tell us just a little bit about what you have gone through over the last 3 years?
Hi, guys. When I was diagnosed with brain cancer in 2016, it was a massive shock to everyone. Like, my family went through a fair bit of turmoil. I think they took it harder than me because it was harder for them to see someone that they care about and love go through such an ordeal. So that was probably the toughest part, watching them have to go through that.
Because you have children. How old were they at the time of your diagnosis?
So that was, my youngest was 6 months. I was feeding her at the time. I had to stop doing that because I had to take medication for my seizure and all that kind of thing. That was pretty traumatizing. They didn't know to an extent what was happening. They just knew something was up.
They just knew mum was sick.
Yeah. And they're quite young, your children too. Is it a conversation you've had with them, or do you try and shelter them from that?
The young ones, because they were so young, I think my middle boy was only in kindy at the time, and my oldest was probably grade one. Jackson, he's quite an intelligent kid, and he probably understood a little bit better, and he, showed emotion about that kind of thing because, he's a bit of a soft kid.
So you've had two operations now over the last 3 years. The first one was you actually seeking out a brain surgeon to go in and take the tumour out.
Yep.
And then your recovery was quite intense. What happened there?
Yeah, so my first surgery was in Sydney with Charlie Teo, and I sought him out myself. And then my recovery was quite difficult because of where my tumour is. It affects my speech and things like that. So it was like all I could say was yes and shake my head in the opposite direction. So I'd be saying, no.
Wow.
As it often does with cancer, it returned. And one of your more recent surgeries had to be performed on your brain while you were awake. Talk us through that procedure.
I think everyone else was freaking out. But as far as the surgery goes, I just had one thing in the back of my mind, and that was my family, because I needed to be here for them. So that was, as traumatizing as it was for me, it was probably a lot worse for them. But having the awake surgery, I never actually feared surviving. I knew I was going to come out okay. And, I always had the feeling it was going to come back, but I would have hoped to get more than 2 years out of it.
Yeah.
And what are your chances now of keeping the tumor away?
My last scan showed something still there, and they're unsure whether it was scar tissue or tumor. I'm going for scar tissue. So that was, I had my husband sitting next to me, and he panics a lot more than me, because he's got three kids to look after. It was pretty scary for him, I think, more so than me. But I don't feel like I'm ever not going to be around. Like, I still feel like I'm going to see my grandchildren and all that kind of thing. So,
that's a good outlook to have, for sure. Positive attitude.
Yeah.
And in amongst all this, you're also raising money for brain cancer research. I know Charlie Teo also has his foundation where he raises money for brain cancer research as well. How are you going about that?
This year we didn't do Walk for Brain Cancer, but in the last couple of years I have undergone that kind of thing help raise awareness and money for brain cancer. It's been such an extraordinary thing to be a part of. And so everyone comes along and everyone wears purple. Walk for Brain Cancer shirt.
I reckon it's pretty cool. Like, obviously, this has been like massively financially draining on your family the last few years, but you're still raising money for the greater good, which is a phenomenal thing.
Yeah.
Wow. I just feel like you've been on a train to hell and back, and you know, you've come out so
positive.
Positive.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You just speak so eloquently about it, Kelly.
Well, there's no other way to speak about it. Like, it's happening. I can't change the fact that I've got a brain tumour.
Yeah.
I'm probably very, very thankful that I'm aware of it because I had a seizure when I was – what alerted to me to the fact was I had a seizure.
At the gym, wasn't it? Yeah.
So, you know, I'm very, very lucky that people there came to my aid and helped me, and, you know, they're my guardian angels, like, you know.
Wow. Kelly Turner, you are an inspiration. You probably hate to hear that kind of thing, but it's absolutely true. And what an amazing guest to have on in the lead up to International Women's Day tomorrow. Keep fighting the good fight. So much love to your beautiful husband and family, and thanks for your time.
No problem.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.